Hey, friends. You are listening to Connecting Faith. I'm your host, Carmen LaBerge. Let's make the connecting point. So part of the conversation that I just had with June Hunt is about, you know, folks getting to the place where they feel lonely. They feel genuinely disconnected. That's not just a disconnect from other people. That's a genuine disconnect from the sense of who they are and any purpose and meaning in life. And so I thought that for today's connecting point, I would lift up a research study that's actually, it's being talked about by a lot of folks, but surprisingly to me, no one is pointing out the sort of the fundamental flaw in the conclusion being drawn. And so I want to lift it up. So this is research coming out of the University of Michigan. So you can pull this from the University of Michigan website, which is umich.edu. The article is entitled "Friending God Increases Purpose in Life in the Socially Disconnected." So just listen to that headline: "Friending God Increases Purpose in Life in the Socially Disconnected." Now, if I were just going to simply read the headline and not read the research, not even read the roundup article about the research, I would come to this as a Christian and I would say, huh, friending God, as if that's something that I do, by the way, increases purpose as opposed to providing purpose, giving purpose. It is the purpose. Increases purpose in life in the socially disconnected versus for everybody. Okay, so every human being requires one fundamental primary relationship, and that is a relationship with God. And so let's start there. Let's start there as this is our worldview. This is our gospel-centered, redemptive worldview. Everything else comes under this giant umbrella, under this cosmological reality that there is a God and that he desires to be in a restored relationship with every human being. Call it friending. That's the language that's used here. My friend Karen Swallow Pryor very much does not like when we turn nouns into verbs. So the noun here is friend. Friending is then considered something that we do. So friending God is the way the University of Michigan is framing this in its announcement to the public. Friending God increases purpose in life in the socially disconnected. So what's going on here? Well, let me just read the lead of the article, Dateline Ann Arbor. Religious people who lack friends and purpose in life turn to God to fill those voids, according to new University of Michigan research. Belonging is related to a sense of purpose, says the article. When people feel like they do not belong or are unsupported by their relationships, talking there about human relationships, they consistently have a lower sense of purpose and direction in life. And this is according to this doctoral student at the University of Michigan Department of Psychology, Todd Chan, who is the author of this study. So even in Christian reporting on this study, so even if you were to go to the Christian Broadcasting Network and you were to read their roundup about this particular report, here's what you're going to find. You're going to this quote. Researchers found that lonely people can substitute what they're lacking in human relationships with a genuine friendship with God. Quote, for the socially disconnected, God may serve as a substitutive relationship that compensates for some of the purpose that human relationships would normally provide. Let's just unpack that statement. That is a statement that the researcher is drawing. That's a conclusion. And when you look at the language in there, God can serve as a substitute relationship when you're lacking human relationships? This has it completely upside down, inside out, and backwards. This is, I know I sound kind of exercised about this, but this is such a perversion of the truth that it's got me a little hot and bothered today. So I don't want you to just be excited that research, that science has, you know, like finally realized that, hey, a relationship with God's actually good for people. I don't want you to just go that far and just like celebrate, oh, there's scientific research that supports what we've known all along, which is that God actually wants to be our friend and that there's a way to a restored relationship with God through Jesus Christ. That is awesome. That is awesome. And we want to celebrate that. But we cannot celebrate the production and publication of supposedly scientific research that then in its conclusions gets the whole thing backwards. The whole thing is backwards in the conclusions drawn in this research. So let me continue here with some of the conclusions that are drawn. Chan and his team analyzed the responses of 19,775 people who were asked to describe their purpose in life, their level of loneliness, the quality of their friendships, and their religious beliefs. The researchers discovered that those who view God as their friend had added purpose to their lives. Quote, our research suggests, so here's a conclusion. When they say our research suggests, they are saying here's the conclusion that we have drawn from what the information we have gathered. Our research suggests, given two people who feel equally disconnected, they're talking there from about human relationships, disconnected from other human beings, the individual who feels more connected to God will have a better sense of purpose in life. Okay, let me just pause right there and say you and I are called to one primary relationship, and that one primary relationship is with God. Every other relationship is ultimately a substitute for the relationship that we are designed to have with God. If I think that my primary relationship is with any human being at all other than my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I have got it wrong. And somehow I need for my life to be reoriented to Christ, who is the chief cornerstone, who is the he is the one who helps me understand myself and my God-given purpose in order that I might be in right relationship, not only with God the Father, but in right relationship with myself and in turn with other people. If we are hyper-focused on solving our loneliness problem by gathering other people and getting from them what we think we need, or, as this research suggests, using God as somehow, you know, this is going to fulfill some need that I have in my own life. Again, we've got God wrong, we've got ourselves wrong, and we've got the understanding of the solution wrong. So let's get back into the gospel and what the Bible actually says about God and who he is, and therefore who we are in relationship to him. All right, friends, that's all we've got time for here today on Connecting Faith. Visit me online at reconnectwithcarmen.com and here at myfaithradio.com. Have a great day, and God bless.